בכבוד.
יהיה במשנה. משנה tells us מעשרת ראש השנה, tonight is a holiday, כל ראש השנה. ט"ו בשבט. במחלוקת in the משנה between בית שמאי ובית הלל, when is ראש השנה for the trees. בית הלל said it's tonight, בית שמאי said it was already. ראש חודש שבט. What does it mean really? It has to do with mainly, but one of the things is called Maaser. In Eretz Israel, whatever grows from the ground, it's called Tevel, it means you cannot have it. Unless you have to do a procedure. Give something to the Kohen, something to the Levi, something to the Beit HaMikdash certain years. And then you can have it. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really, it's maybe just grapes and wheat, barley, and olives. Excuse me. But Chachamim say no from all the foods to Hashem. And the third opinion is true for the vegetables, they're definitely Chachamim said. Tomatoes, cucumbers, whatever grows on the ground, it's called vegetables from Chachamim. But the first thing, what's called Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, grain and grapes and olives, everybody agrees, you may not have it unless you do a procedure. In Israel, even today, you have to know which whatever you buy is to have a good hechsher that it did it. Because if not, the halacha is, it's called mita b'dei shamayim, a person died all of a sudden and got sick. He got sick, and I said, what happened? He ate these things, he ate something was not taken, so-called ma'aser. The thing that was given to a kohen or to a levi was not given. So what's the cut-off date of that thing? It really has to do with Tu Bishvat. Vegetables, the cut-off date, what we call yearly, is our Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei. But fruits is different. Special halacha. Says the Mishnah, so what is the halacha? It's tonight is Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? It means that whatever was last before tonight belongs to last year, and of tonight belongs to the next year. It's not exactly, but almost exactly the way I say. I don't want to go into detail so much. You know, there are more halachot about it, but that's what it is tonight. It's called Rosh Hashanah La'ilan, the Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Yeah. Mishnah says that really four Rosh Hashanah. The one we know is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and then we know also Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then maybe Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then it's Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat. Very strange thing. It's called Rosh Hashanah, but it's not called Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah. This is, you know, it's a cut-off date. But our custom, we don't say Tachanun. We didn't say Tachanun Mincha today. We're not going to say Tachanun tomorrow. It's not Tikkun Chatzot tonight. It's a holiday. What's a holiday? It's just something on the calendar. It's halacha. Not a holiday. What's halacha? It's not Rosh Chodesh. It's nothing. It's really nothing. Rabbi Vilna says in Shulchan Aruch, you know, there are four Rosh Hashanah, and you have to celebrate it. It's a happy day. Tu Bishvat, happy day. People say brachot, people say, you know, the pirate of fruits. People say, okay, what's so great about fruits? What about vegetables? What about the watermelon, the melon? What about all the other food, all the other vegetables? No, why not? Make a Rosh Hashanah for them also. No, the Mishnah said no. Rosh Hashanah la'ilan. Ilan is Aramaic word for the word etz. He said, it's tonight. Rosh Hashanah Leilan, happy day. You Chachamim make sudot, buy fruits. You go to certain places, they have all kind of fruits. Chaim Kanevsky used to bring him a table with so many fruits every two bishvat. He said, what is it all about? Bor Pries. Okay, Bor Pries. I don't understand. What is this? What's the happiness of Bor Pries? Why you have to eat? Why you have to eat like Pries? Why? Why? Tomorrow? Why? What is this? It just says Mishnah Halacha. It has to do something with Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch. No, do Mishnah. Do Mishnah. Remember when I was a kid, it was just established. Tibishvat used to go and plant little trees, little bushes. So really, what happened? Well, I said, I tell you what happened. You can and may detect it. Says the Gemara, you know, but Tibishvat really, the majority of the rain is over. It's very, very special halacha in Israel, you know. It's rain is only 3 months. It's Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevet, half of Shabbat, nothing. To supply water for hundred million people. Down by Tamidosh. They must Ta'anit all the time, praying for rain, do Ta'anit for rain, Ta'anit, Ta'anit, Shulchan Aruch, Ta'anit. Rosh Chodesh Kislev came, no water, no rain, start Tani. Then another one, next week, another one, 2 weeks, everything, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Tani, back home. There's no water. There's no water. How come in America there's so much water? Why over the world is there low water? Not just the winter time. In Israel? Nah. 3 months, we have water finished. Many from the Kinneret, every year. The red line, the canary is going down. And Bamelach, down. What's the problem? Why did Hashem do such a thing? What's the secret behind it? He said, can have rain also. There's no Jordan, Iraq. Ooh. A lot of water, a lot of rain. Israel, the Gemara says, Chachamim, Baruch Kol, saw clouds coming. And they told the class, stay over here. Don't go over there. Don't go east. Don't go to Jordan. Don't go to Iraq. But this is interesting. What's the secret behind it? It says, we don't say, we tend to Ramatar in America until December 4th, December 5th, depends which year. You don't need water. You have plenty of water in America. Plenty. Besides Niagara Falls. We should have Niagara Falls in Israel. We'll be the best. We have Zalchin. Who is Zalchin? Niagara Falls. No special thing. Okay. This week's parsha, after a month that we came out of Egypt, all of a sudden, we have no food. Says the Gemara like this. Pesach, we eat the matzah to remember that we took over leftover dough while we came out of Egypt. You know, by the way, you know, people say polite when you yawn, cover your mouth. I don't know what's polite about it. But Salach HaIm in Gemara says it. Gemara says the person yawns, he has to cover his mouth. Salah. Forgive me yawning. I forgot to go to sleep today. It's a special, very special halacha. Very special halacha. So, the reason we eat matzah on Pesach, let's say, Nagadal, Shon Shon Aruch, you have to say, you know, I have matzah? Because I took leftover dough from Egypt. And leftover dough from Egypt did not become chametz. And then we put it on our head, and the sun baked it. Didn't become chametz. Says the Gemara, that leftover dough that became matzah was enough for 30 days. We left Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan. A month later, exactly, all of a sudden, about 15 million people came to Moshe. Moshe, happened to be that yesterday we finished the last piece of matzah from the leftover dough they took out. Can you imagine? On one day, everybody finished. And Gemara says, whatever they took out of Egypt, the leftover dough was enough for exactly 30 days. Everybody ate, still leftover. Still leftover for 1 month. Okay. Then find out why, what happened. The Gemara says, the Torah tells us how it came to Moshe, and Hashem was very happy. Hashem didn't, Hashem was not upset that we came and complained. And told Moshe, why did you take us out? We're going to die in the desert. She said, you know what? Give them a shaman. You see, tomorrow morning you go to sleep. In the morning you get up. You have Amazon next to your door. Amazon. I said, he came, the Gemara says, next to the door, they got up in the morning and they saw something white like popcorn. And Shaim, the Gemara said, to walk far away to find it. The Torah says, when it came down in the morning, Amisrael saw, and they said, we don't know what it is. Manu. Man, this is manu. Okay. Says the Torah that Friday, no, I'm sorry, says the Torah that everyone got exactly the same amount. Doesn't matter how much he collected. You can come outside with a garbage bag, fill it up. Come out with a small sandwich bag, fill it up. You come home, put it on the table. As many people that you have in your family, each one got omer. Like the size, what we call Sfirat Omer. Omer, every day that's what you got. Doesn't matter what you did. You came early, you tried to collect more. You came late, you thought you think I'm going to have nothing. Exactly. For every person, the same amount exactly. Very strange. I want to have some more. Don't have any more. I collected more. I put it on the table. It's shrink. I took a little bit, expanded. That's what you have today. He says, no more. No obesity. No high cholesterol. Nothing. That's it. Finished. It's very, very strange. Let them have whatever they want. Hashem, Russia, you don't have enough food. The guy wants to have a little more. No, you don't have, you understand? But daily, every day, the same thing. They came outside, they came home, they put in the plate, exactly, put some milk in the cereal, that's your breakfast finished. Nothing else. No fruit, no vegetables, nothing. No wine, nothing. Every morning, that's what you have. Okay? Says the Torah, Friday, they came to Moshe and told Moshe, look what happened. We came home, we put it on the table. It was twice as much we get every day. He said, sorry, I forgot to tell you. I told you don't leave from one day to the next. But I forgot to tell you, it's the concept of Shabbat. Friday, you got double. And it's because tomorrow, Hashem will not give it to you. You will give it to me. What's the problem? Hashem gives rain on Shabbat, right? Actually, Hashem talks about man, it's like rain. Hashem, the language in the Torah says, "Ani mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim." The word mamtir is like word matar, rain. It's raining on Shabbat. Okay. What's the problem exactly? The man should come on Shabbat. What's the problem? Hashem doesn't do it. Hashem doesn't go to work. It's everything is automatic anyway. It's like a timer on Shabbat anyway. Again, you say Hashem doesn't do it on Shabbat. How come it's raining on Shabbat? Why? Hashem doesn't work on Shabbat? Hashem keeps Shabbat? He says, yeah, Hashem keeps Shabbat. Okay, so how come it's raining? The simplest answer is, it is a more answer. One of the answers is, Hashem doesn't know anything. What do you want from Hashem? It's automatic. Before Shabbat, Hashem put up the switch and it's raining on Shabbat. Whatever it is, doesn't matter the answer. Why didn't Hashem want us to have mat on Shabbat? What's the real problem? What's the problem? There's no problem. The opposite. Right there, yeah. If emunah, The Gemara says one of the reasons Hashem did not give us man every day to have emuna is the Gemara says a person has to be trained to believe in Hashem. Don't worry about tomorrow. The Gemara says somebody who worries about tomorrow has no emuna in Hashem. If to believe, today I have what to eat, for sure I'm going to have tomorrow. If you have any doubt, the Gemara says you want to prepare for tomorrow, it means no emuna. The Gemara says, how do you know? From the man. Hashem did. Why did Hashem do it? Understand? What's the problem? So give yourself 2 days or 3 days. So I'm of course, I pray to Hashem, but you know, I'm afraid I won't have it. Even Yaakovina was afraid. Hashem will not give him the food. You don't even know. No, Hashem said, no. And Shabbat, nothing. And the Torah tells us, Moshe came to Israel, and the time and told him, listen, I forgot to tell you, sorry, Shabbat. Okay, Shabbat. Shabbat. And then the Torah repeats the statement. Am Yisrael said, you know, this is man. Excuse me? The first day it came, Sunday. The man came on Sunday. Maybe Monday, Sunday. Am Yisrael said, what is this? He said, man. Okay. In the text. So why you call it man? Don't know what it is. Okay, fine. The Torah repeats after Moshe told them the halacha about Shabbat, don't go outside, it's not going to have. You give outside, the Torah says, Vayikru b'nei Yisrael man. I said, you know what? That's the name. What's the name? That's the man you said you don't know what it is. Now you say that's the name of it? What is it? You said already. What is the reason the Torah writes it, says the Torah? Says the Zohar, B'shem Baruchai is very upset. It says, Torah is not a story. Who cares what happened in the desert and with such details to know what happened exactly Friday? That's right. What's the secret behind it? So the Gemara tells us like this. Man comes from the word Vayiman. It means prepare. It means like this. When Am Yisrael saw it on the floor, I saw it's not like seeds. So say, oh, now we have to do something. And actually the Torah will tell us later. Pasuk Baruch Hu, Torah says you should take it and grind it and cook it and fry it and bake it. Well, so original statement of Am Yisrael said, man, is not what it is. And it says it's something that we have to do something with it. You have to prepare it. That says Hashem chose it. Hashem chose it. The food will be got in the desert as something that's going to call man because the word man means to prepare. That's how the story starts. We find really in the Torah the concept of Yosef was preparing for Shabbat. Special mitzvah, the Gemara says to prepare for Shabbos. Special mitzvah. And the story is famous, the Gemara says, was a person, his name was Yosef, used to go to the market every Friday buy fish for Shabbat, special fish for Shabbat. He had a neighbor, a goy, had a dream that all his fortune will go into his neighbor, the Jew. He believed very much in his dream. He went and sold all his assets. Bought a big diamond, put it inside his hat. Every place he went, he held his hat. All his fortune is in his hat, just not the dream to become true that his possession, his fortune will be transferred to Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef. One day the Gemara says he walked next to a river and the wind blew it. Blew it. And of course, diamond was inside the hat. The man says, ate the hat, bit into the hat, and swallowed the diamond. One Friday, this guy comes, Yosef, to Gemara. Yosef comes to the fish market. The guy said, I have a fish for you. You want fish? He said, I always buy fish. I want fish. Yeah, this Gemara says, yeah, fish, no fish. Take the fish, open the fish, what's the diamond inside? I said, what's the story? Torah tells us when the brothers came down to Egypt, Yosef called up, it was a Friday, and Yosef called up Menashe and said, I want to tell you something. They can eat by us Friday night. Go prepare for them food. But I want them to see it. The Torah says, he told them, Tvuach, Tevach, Ve'achen. Go, please, Menashe, prepare for Shabbat. That preparation for Shabbat was the root of the man. That Hashem sent us man from Shamayim. And now Israel, just, you know, they don't know what it is really, but I said, listen, something we have to prepare. After the concept of Shabbat, then they said, this is called prepare. What do you mean it's called prepare? You said it before. No. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world as a corridor, Pozdor Olam Haba. A person has to know, you're here in this world just to come with a declaration to Hashem, I want Olam Haba. This is not a destination. Destination Olam Haba. Olam Haba is going to be after Mashiach will arrive, after Beit HaMikdash is going to be on, and after it's going to be Yom HaDin HaGadol, Hashem is going to be judged everybody, and then it's going to be Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? Rambam is machloket in the Rishonim, but people say it means like this. Tchiyat HaMitim, all the dead ones will rise, and you be in Eretz Yisrael, paradise. Not Gan Eden. Gan Eden is the basement. You're not going to be in the basement. You're going to be on top, Olam Haba. What do you do? Nothing. Sit and have pleasure from Hashem. They were Torah, lectures, tehillim, but pleasure. No food, nothing. Your pleasure is just spiritual pleasure. Comes the Gemara, says, look, Hashem wants us to get it, to know our destination. For this Hashem gave us a Shabbat. Because in Shabbat, the Gemara says, the Ari says, Hashem injects in the person an extra neshama. An extra neshama Hashem injects you inside us. Says that you get only if you go mikveh Friday and Shabbat morning. If you don't, Ari says, it's going to be very hard for you to get it. You can get it, but it's going to be very hard. But this is an easy way. And what you're going to gain by doing it? Ari says, the Gemara says, that you feel pleasure. So Shulchan Aruch says the Gemara, it's a mitzvah to eat, Shalosh Sudot Shabbat, Friday night, Shabbat morning, Sudah Shlishit. So Shulchan Aruch, let me tell you something. It's not a mitzvah to eat it. It's not true. It's a mistake. The mitzvah is to have pleasure from the food. The food of Shabbat should taste in your mouth different. The Gemara says, the Caesar of Roman, Antoninus, converted himself. Nobody knew. He had a tunnel under the ground. That's the first tunnel. That's why the Arabs know in Machshama to make tunnels. He did a tunnel. Very deep. And he used to come to Rabbi Yudan Asid, one of the Mishnah, every day learn with him. And he made a Brit Milah to himself as the Caesar of Rome. And one day it came Shabbat, and Rabbi Yudan Asid gave him the food. He says, I love this food, I love it. And he came Sunday. He had the same food. And says, excuse me, Rabbi, this is the same. This is different? He says, no, same thing. The same ketchup inside, the same mustard inside, the same thing, everything inside the same. Zata, everything same. He says, when Shabbat is a different spice we put, it's called Shabbat. So what is this? Where do you buy this? He says, it's a special spice called Shabbat. It's a Gemara. Says the Gemara, says that, you should know. If you on Shabbat eat the same food you eat during the week and you don't feel different, something's wrong in your Shabbat. If you look in the mirror Friday afternoon, Friday night, and you look the same like you looked during the week, something's wrong with you. He said, what's behind it? What's the secret behind it? Because Shabbat, the Gemara says, is 1/60th of Olam Haba. That's the secret. Hashem doesn't care if we keep Shabbat or not keep Shabbat. Hashem wants us to feel what is our task and our obligation to our neshama. What do we have to reach? Have to reach pleasure on Shabbat, says the Shulchan Aruch. If you don't like to eat, you don't have pleasure from the food, there's no mitzvah to eat on Shabbat. There's no mitzvah to eat. It's not true. No mitzvah to eat Friday night. You don't want it? Don't eat. If it gives you pleasure, you must eat. If it doesn't give you pleasure, you're on a diet, don't eat. You don't have to. The purpose of Shabbat is just a pleasure. Of course, there's a lot of halachot. If you don't keep the halachot, you're not going to have it. If you know Shulchan Aruch, Yerkut Yosef, Mishtavua, perfect, all the halachot, Chazonish, Abavadia, Ben Ish Chai, you have to know everything. Ben Ish Chai says, you learn 1 hour of Shabbat is like 1,000 hours during the week. That's the ratio. It's a shame to waste Shabbat. It's a shame. But the problem is, again, it's not Shabbat. Is the pleasure that you have on Shabbat, again, in order for you to multiply 60 times, say, that's what I'm about. That's it. And that's what Hashem wants us to get. And that's what Hashem gave us the Shabbat. If you keep Shabbat, it's hard for you. That's it. You don't understand. It's not the Shabbat. It's the pleasure of Shabbat. If you don't feel it, you wait. When the Shabbat is over, it means you're so far. The Gemara says the person has to feel on Motzei Shabbat. What happened? I don't feel so good now. What happened? Nothing happened. Must say everything. Well, everything is okay. What happened? Mas says, Vayinafash, Vayinanefesh. Mas says, Motzei Shabbat comes. The person, I feel something is missing. It wasn't Shabbat Torah, it goes out. That's why we have Besamim. Because a person like a person is going to faint. Motzei Shabbat. He said, what happened? I don't feel well. The Borei Besamim, in order for you, the Gemara says, to feel much better because you want to faint. Let's start off. So that's the secret of the man, you should know. The month after you came out of Egypt, that's the secret. The secret is that Hashem stopped it. The miracle that we had for 1 month, we had matzah. And of course, matzah is without chametz. This is very holy. Mitzah inside. Now, no matzah. Moshe said, what happened? Hashem said, Moshe, you know, they're right. I'm going to give them man from Shamayim, not on Shabbat. Because Shabbat is made in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, you're not going to go outside. I want them to know. The main thing in our life is to prepare for Olam Haba. This is Yosef told Menashe. The brothers never kept Shabbat. Yosef, the only one kept Shabbat. The Torah tells us, Yosef called Menashe, told Menashe, go show them you prepare for Shabbat. I said, what are you talking about? I want them to understand the concept of Shabbat. They don't keep Shabbat. They don't understand Shabbat is not an obligation. Shabbat is a training. You are in training right now. The Hashem wants you to do something. And the Gemara says, "Mishetarach b'yom Shabbat yochal b'Shabbat." It means the Gemara says, "Listen, you have to do it Friday. You can't just come Friday from work and you jump in your chadodi. Won't go. You're never gonna finish. You're never gonna feel it. Never, never." The Gemara says, the Amoraim is to go to prepare the fish, clean the house for Shabbat. It's not the maid and it's not Hashalom, the wife. We have to do it. The man. Because the wife will come along to Olam Haba. She's not going to get Olam Haba without her husband. She sits next to him, to her husband in Olam Haba. And says, you have to show Hashem that you want Olam Haba. How do you show? By coming to Chadudi? No. Are preparing for Shabbat. So the whole idea of our life is preparing for Shabbat. Preparation, say Chachamim, is more important than mitzvah itself. Every mitzvah, you say, check lulav. Prepare yourself to get lulav is more important than shaking lulav. Prepare yourself, how do you get matzah? How do you get etrog? How do you get sukkah? How do you get tefillin? How do you get tzitzit? How do you get wine for kiddush? You went and you looked and you find, you bought this. For the preparation, the Gemara says, you get a reward. For the mitzvah, you don't get a reward. The mitzvah is for Olam Haba, says the Gemara. Tzchara mitzvah al malekah ha'en. The mitzvah is nothing. The preparation is the main thing. Everything is bringing to you, you know, on the golden tray. It's not good. But says, Chachamim le'Roshonim used to sit and prepare for Shabbat. Because the whole thing preparation. That's the secret of pronunciation. So Shulchan Aruch, you know, other people say, you know, pronunciation, say Parashat Haman. You know, this Tuesday, and the big rabbi said, Parashat Haman, say every day Parashat Haman. Parashat Haman means nothing. You're not going to get it. If you know what Parashat Haman is, you talk about man, you don't get it. Man means preparation for Shabbat. If you do preparation, Kiyum Mekor HaBracha, then you have pronunciation forever. The main thing is just prepare for Shabbat, but it's not for Shabbat. Is because Hashem wants you to know your task and His words to prepare for Olam Haba. So this is just a training thing for you to know the destination that Hashem created this world in order for you to have pleasure in this world. Then that pleasure really is going to be only spiritual pleasure in Olam Haba. That's the secret of this week's week. Parashat Haman, that's the secret of Shabbat. The first time it says in the Torah to keep Shabbat. Moshe told them, to the man, Hashem doesn't give it to you. What do you want to do to me? Because Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to have any money. You don't need anything. This is Tu Bishvat, you should know. Tu Bishvat is nothing. What's the Halakha of Tu Bishvat? Tell you what it is, the secret. What happened on Tu Bishvat, you know what? Most of the rain is over. Okay, so, and then what? Who cares? And I say, I have to ask for this one. You know why there's no rain in Israel? And then what? I tell you why. Because people had to go to Beit HaMikdash. They didn't have umbrellas, no raincoats. Children, yes. They didn't have such good highways. Everything was muddy. Hashem is going to fix it. And tell you, listen, I want you to come to Beit HaMikdash, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. So from Pesach until after Sukkot, no way. That's the secret. In Israel, there's no rain. The Gemara says, if there is rain in Nisan, it's a curse. It's a curse. Oh, Hashem, we have more rain. You don't understand. Rain ruins the highway. Rain ruins a lot of things. People have to prepare. So they already started going to Beit HaMikdash. They're all going to get wet. Sister Gemara, you know what? In Israel, they pray for rain, really, on the 7th of Cheshvan. Sister Gemara says, why? What's the etiquette this date? I said, I tell you what. It takes 15 days for a person to walk from Yerushalayim all the way to his house up north. Hashem did not want us to pray for rain. Maybe we should get wet on the way. So the rain should start when everybody comes home. Yeah, I see you again on Pesach. Yes, I give you rain. If you don't come to Beit HaMikdash and you don't prepare, then it's not going to be rain. If Masechet Ta'anit, do Ta'anit, pray. But if you behave, you don't need rain in the summertime. You don't want rain because you're doing Beit HaMikdash. How are you going to get there? How are you going to get all your fortune, all the children? They can all get it, they can all get pneumonia. And that's why in Israel there is no rain in the summertime. On purpose, almost the only country. Almost. This is because this is Olam Haba. So Hashem prepares us for Olam Haba. Now, Tu Bishvat is, most of the rain is behind us. I said, what is it? Why? Because Tu Bishvat is stuck to prepare for Pesach. Preparation. You know what the sign is? What's that tell you the sign? On Tu Bishvat, you can go to the tree and you're going to see some moisture come from the tree. From that moisture, or eventually, it's going to come a bud, and sometimes a flower, and then a fruit. And then what? You take this fruit of a Tamigdash, it's called Bikurim. Tu Bishvat is preparation for Bikurim. The Gemara says, you know what Bikurim is? Rashid Bara Elohim. Bereshit hints about Bikurim, Bereshit Rashid. Now Bikurim is, the Gemara says, Bishul Bikurim tirash et ha'aretz. Gemara says, Kitabu el ha'aretz, if you remember this parasha, before Rosh Hashanah, we read, Kitabu el ha'aretz, Hakadam Rashid Tri Adama, from the trees, only Bikurim from the trees, not from vegetables. Because in Gan Eden, there were no vegetables, only trees. That's the secret. Torah says, in Gan Eden, Adam Rashom walked to Gan Eden, he wanted to have a cucumber, tomato, watermelon, melon. No, nothing. Mr. Only Fruits. Only fruits. Some vegetables. I need vitamin C.
Nothing from the fruits you get. From the fruits you do maaser, for sure. Almost everybody, that's from vegetables. Hashem is the Rabbanan. Because from the fruits you're going to bring bikurim from the seven kinds, the rest just go, fall behind. So the whole idea of Tu Bishvat is a chag. What's chag Tu Bishvat? Because tomorrow morning, if you go to the trees in Eretz Israel, if it's not going to rain, you're going to see little moisture comes. It's called Saraf Bainan. That's what you say in Pitom Haktoret, Saraf. And from there, it's going to grow eventually a fruit. The Gemara says the first fruit that grows, you go to the backyard, whatever you own, to the orchard, you put a little bit string on it, and say, Bikurim. Tikkun Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, he ate from the tree without permission. We take the first fruit to Hashem. And to Bishvat, Tikkun Adam HaRishon, Korot Adam HaRishon. What's the holiday? Baruch Hashem, I see we can have a fruit here. I'm going to have his chut to be Bikurim, to Bet HaMikdash. To create the sin of Adam HaRishon, nobody ever going to die. Amen.